This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Fighting between Israel and Hamas rages in Gaza's second largest city, blocking much-needed aid from the civilian population. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Israel released footage of Israeli troops battling Hamas militants in undisclosed areas in Gaza. The video release comes as Israel's offensive into southern Gaza was bringing the city of Khan Yunis the same fierce urban fighting and intensified bombardments that obliterated much of Gaza City in the north. But in the south, the areas where Palestinians can seek safety are rapidly shrinking. Because of the fighting, aid groups are unable to deliver vital supplies of food, water and other essentials. Meanwhile, Israel's military said warplanes destroyed tunnel shafts and troops seized a Hamas outpost, as well as several weapons caches. I'm Karen Shamas.
Separate investigations from Reuters, the French news AFP, Amnesty International, and Human Rights Watch found an Israeli tank crew deliberately targeted and killed Reuters journalist Issam Abdallah and wounded six others in Lebanon October 13th by firing two shells in quick succession while the journalists were filming cross-border shelling. The reports say the group of seven journalists from AFP, Al Jazeera, and Reuters were all wearing blue flak jackets and helmets, most with "press" written on them in white letters. Reuters editor-in-chief Alessandra Gialli Thursday issued a statement condemning the killing and demanding an explanation from Israel.
We condemn Issam's killing, and we call on Israel to explain how this could have happened and to hold to account those responsible for his death and for the wounding of our colleagues, Thayer al-Sudani and Maher Nazeh.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.